Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting second. The second baseman, Gene Baker. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim King. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Pete Wisenant. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hobie Landreth. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Frank Kellard. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Rush. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Rush. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Don Mueller. Batting second. The second baseman, Red Shandianst. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Hank Thompson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Sarney. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Darryl Spencer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ruben Gomez. Pitching for the New York Giants, Ruben Gomez. And now, play ball. Don Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brandt. Baker reaches second base with a double. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks takes first base on ball four. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Baker scores. Banks moves to second. It's 1-0, Cubs. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a line drive into center field. Mays picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Mays. Banks scores. Morin goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Cubs. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenant hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shandianst scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Shandianst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shandianst hits a fly ball into left field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Kellard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellard hits a fly ball into left field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush strikes out. Two outs. Don Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook is 0-for-1 in the game. Hook hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt strikes out. One out. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson strikes out. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive towards third. Hoke reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Banks reaches second base with a double. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morin hits a fly ball into left field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. King hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shane Dienst scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Sarney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sarney is hit by the pitch. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ruben Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Kellert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-1 in the game. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Hoffman now catching. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenant is 0-for-1 in the game. Wisenant hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brandt. Wisenant reaches second base with a double. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0-for-1 in the game. Landreth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gomez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wisenant moves to third. Dick Littlefield now pitching. Frank Kellert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellert is 0-for-1 in the game. Kellert hits a pop-up, foul, for a double play. Two outs. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush is 0-for-1 in the game. Rush strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Red Shane Dienst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shane Dienst is 0-for-1 in the game. Shane Dienst hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-1 in the game. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rush fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoke hits a pop-up towards short. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kellert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thompson for the out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into center field. Wisenhan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. King takes first base on ball 4. Pete Wisenhunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenhunt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Wisenhunt bunts towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. King moves to second. One out. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Landreth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shane Dienst scoops it up and throws to first for the out. King moves to third. Two outs. Frank Kellert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellert is 0 for 2 in the game. Kellert hits a line drive into left field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Foster Castleman pinch hits for Dick Littlefield. Foster Castleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castleman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Landreth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 2 in the game. Mueller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Red Shane Dienst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shane Dienst is 0 for 2 in the game. Shane Dienst hits a line drive into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Hearn now pitching. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush is 0 for 2 in the game. Rush hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hearn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0-for-3 in the game. Hoke takes first base on ball 4. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shane Dienst scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hoke moves to second. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Banks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-2 in the game. Mays hits a line drive into center field. Wisenant settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-2 in the game. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-2, Cubs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kellert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats White for the out. Two outs. Bobby Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoffman hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morin strikes out. One out. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. King hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenant is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Wisenant hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Landreth hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Spencer fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-2 in the game. Spencer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Landreth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dusty Rhodes pinch hits for Jim Hearn. Dusty Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Kellert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Red Shane Dienst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shane Dienst is 0-for-3 in the game. Shane Dienst hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Frank Kellert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellert is 0 for 3 in the game. Kellert hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Cubs. Bob rushes at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush is 0 for 3 in the game. Rush takes first base on ball 4. Windy McCall now pitching. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards first. White throws to second for 1, and Spencer throws to first, and White drops the ball. Hoke moves to second. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Baker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hoke moves to third. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Banks is walked intentionally. Baker moves to second. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Morin strikes out. 2 outs. Monty Irvin pinch hits for Jim King. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Monty Irvin now playing left field. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 3 in the game. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. Wisenhunt and settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brandt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Thompson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hoke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and New York Giants, 2. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.